You're listening to the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Spotlight on eWomen, the place for everything eWomen Network. Entrepreneur, enterprising, enlightening, and exciting. Please welcome your eWomen host, Phyllis Smith.
Hello and welcome to Spotlight on eWomen Network. I'm Phyllis Smith. So entrepreneurs are a unique breed, if you haven't figured that out yourself. And if you are truly one at heart, you are a chronic visionary, always looking for new ways to solve problems through innovative products and services. But my guest today has created a commercial skincare product of her own invention that is intimately tied to a special needs work program that her own daughter has worked at for years. Her tagline is, "Great skin has special needs." So I want you to welcome this wonderful lady, and she has quite a story to tell as well, Ava Young. Ava, thank you for being part of our eWomen Network as our valued member and also as a featured here on Member Spotlight.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this.
So you've created your own skincare product years ago, really out of necessity. You were broke. You were a single mother of a mentally and physically handicapped child. So before we get into the success of your business, first tell us about your daughter's condition and what that experience was like for you as a parent.
Oh, let's see. My daughter was born very early. She was 2 pounds, 7 ounces, and we're talking, my daughter's very fully grown, so we're talking a long time back when they were just introducing new intensive care units for infants. She was actually the first survivor in the Ventura General Hospital neonatal clinic. It had just coincidentally been built and opened a week before. So she was very, very tiny, and she had a lot of problems. She came out of the hospital. She finally came home when she was 2 months old and 5 pounds. Mm. So she was very, very tiny. And I was told that there would be problems like with her teeth and with her eyes. And although that came to be true, there was a whole lot more that they didn't tell me about. Turned out that as she grew, there was developmental delays, so she did turn out to be autistic, very high functioning though. A touch of cerebral palsy, and of course, all the eye problems that you would encounter, that they used to encounter all the time, giving too much oxygen and it distorted the inside of the eyes. Mm. So, and I was barely 18 when I had her, so... although I had been married, I found myself a single parent very, 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 very quickly. And I was just overwhelmed. It's funny to go back to that time because it's so long ago and there's so many things that happened in the meantime. But remembering that, it's funny. Yeah, it's funny looking back on that. And if I could, myself sitting here, tell my younger self, then it's okay. You'll get through it. It's going to be a lot of years, but it'll be fine.
What was, it's still there. It's
always will be. Yeah. And talk to any mother of a special needs child. I think you're going to find that.
Yeah. So did you have any support at all?
No, very little. I came from an extremely dysfunctional and alcoholic family. So my best chance was really to get us both as far away from both her father and my family as I could. So I did that. It meant going out to work, with very little education and, of course, all the minimum wage jobs back then. But even then, that was a better choice than if I had stayed.
So then there was something that happened for you that had shifted and had you look at your situation in a different way. Tell us about that.
I think more than anything else, it was time. And there was so much coming at me so quickly and I had to learn so much. I had to learn what she needed. Remember, this was years ago, and I'm sure there's many women out there who relate to this, but this was a time that when you would bring your baby to the doctor and you were all, you know, wound up and there's something wrong, many a time the doctor basically patted me on the head and said, "Don't worry about it, little mother. You, this is just new to you." Mm. And of course, you know, so even then I had to find out what was going on. So I, you know, I put my head down and I did that. And by the time she was 3 years old, I had her in what was called then, I don't know what they would be called now, a developmental center, you know, very long days in a program. And, you know, then I was able to go out to work and get us what we needed. And, you know, one step at a time is what it was.
And what were you doing at the time? What kind of work did you have?
Oh, I was in retail sales, ladies' clothing stores in a mall in California.
So. And back then, you talk about how your skin, people used to comment about the glow in your skin. Tell us about what the magic was for you back then.
We have to take a step back because when I first started working, that wasn't happening for me. I would go to work and there'd be all these young women there my age, and they'd be living with mommy and daddy, and they'd be talking about spending their salary on nails and hair and going out. And that was so far from my world. You know, I was, you know, doing things like wearing my daughter had eyeglasses at 9 months old, you know, and she needed special shoes and she needed all these programs. And that was my world. But, you know, even then, it's like nature somehow finds a way. And even as overwhelmed as I was still so young and I wanted those things. And for one, whatever reason, I focused on skincare. I wanted facials. I don't know why. I never grew up with them. God knows my mother never got them. Mm. But I wanted facials. So I knew if it was going to happen, I would have to make it happen. So this being way pre-internet, what I did is I started researching. I went to bookstores, used bookstores, and I started reading what people were doing. And this was when all the natural stuff was coming up. So I would read, and I learned basically three things. Good skin, great skin needs three things. You need to exfoliate, you need to get really, really, really deep down clean, and you need to feed your skin. Well, I read books and, okay, a natural exfoliant is this, and then if you get some herbs together, you could steam really, really well. And then it was all about the vitamin E. Vitamin E was going to do everything but bring back the dinosaurs. Mm. So I just started experimenting, and my first experimentation was a sesame seed oil and sea salt, which just burnt my skin. Just learn really fast, don't do that. So I didn't. And you have to remember, this was decades ago, and every step along the way was learning. So the first step, exfoliation, the sesame seed oil and sea salt did not work. Over the years, I found out what does work excellently for exfoliation is olive oil and some baking soda. And you need just the right proportions, and it works very, very well. Well, from then comes the steaming, the cleaning, the deep down cleaning. Mm. And now my product has a very customized blend of herbs. But then I would just use whatever combination I found out in the world and hope that it worked.
Well, let me just stop you there. What I find is so interesting that here you are, broke, single mother, you're working your butt off. And the thing that you wanted, you know, the guilty pleasure is you wanted to just have nice skin. I mean, you know, besides, I'm sure, putting food on the table and clothes on your back and your daughter's back, that was important to you. You had a passion for it. And you just kind of did it yourself. I mean, I just find that so interesting, you know? It's like, out of nowhere, that's just something that you always did. Were you always a girly type, like makeup
yes.
and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, very, very much, very much. I remember, you know, sneaking out of the house, going to school, and on the way to school, you know, putting on the eyeliner and everything, because that was never allowed. But yeah, I'd always done stuff like that.
You have a story that you shared with me about meeting a beggar in the street, and that changed your life. So why don't you tell us about that story?
I think what it really did, it directed and solidified me. It was at a point where my daughter was still very, very young, before she was a year old, but I was realizing how deep and extreme her problems were, and how they would, and that they would go on the rest of her life. And that was a dawning realization over time. So I'm dealing with this, and I'm working my little job selling clothes for minimum wage in a mall store, and I'm walking across the parking lot, and this young man comes up to me, and of course, without a sound, he hands me a card, and on the card, it's the American Sign Language alphabet. You know, A, B shows you how to hold your hands, and on it, it basically said, "I am deaf, and this is my way to earn money, and give what you can." And basically, what it was begging. Okay, and it was like something just focused me in a very unreasonable way. It was like I was hearing God say to me, make a choice. What do you want for your daughter? Do you think this is it? Because this can be it if you think this is it. And I remember just being stunned and holding that card. And then just, I said to myself one word, to myself, I said, no. And I just handed the card back to him, smiled, and kept walking.
What was the shift for you? What happened at that moment then?
I think I told myself, no matter what it takes, that's not going to be her.
What changed for you right after that? How did the shift manifest itself?
I promised myself more than anything, it wouldn't matter what it would take. It wouldn't matter what it would take. She was going to be the best that she could be. So, you know how some things are so profound, they're quiet within you?
Yeah.
You know? That moment.
So when you got more focused, then what happened?
I'm not sure there's anything big that happened. It's like the Chinese saying, you know, before enlightenment, the dishes, after enlightenment, the dishes. You know, it was that moment. Mm-hmm. And so then I just went on. I just kept putting one foot in front of the other. And just somehow every day found a way to make things work a little tiny bit better than the day before. So
would that be a message you have for people who are struggling, people like parents who have a special needs or anything that is in their darkest hour, that just wake up and just try to make that the next day, or when you get up, make it a little better than the day before? Is that a big lesson for you?
That sometimes is a big lofty goal for especially parents of special needs kids. Sometimes all you can do is keep breathing right through it, whatever it is, because it sometimes may get worse and the path through it may get a little longer. Sometimes you just need to keep breathing. Yeah. Eventually it will get better. In my case, it was years, but it did.
It got better, and we're going to take a short break, and we're going to find out how it got better, because things really just went up for you. As you said, it took years, but, you know, to where you are now, and we're going to learn about that, and you're going to offer some, we're going to hear through your story some things that people can do in their business, and learning how to take their passion and turn it into something that is profitable as well. So stay tuned.
Have you ever asked yourself this question, why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this: you can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Welcome back to Spotlight on eWomen. Here's your host, Phyllis Smith.
We're back now. Welcome back, Phyllis Smith, on the Spotlight on eWomen Network. And I'm with Ava Young, and she's been telling us this really heart-wrenching story and an inspirational story, a single mother with a child, raising a child who is mentally and physically disabled and, you know, broke, working her butt off. But the one thing that she had was her facials, right? So it was her little guilty pleasure. But the cool thing is she made all this stuff herself. And people would remark to you, right, Ava, about how I look at you now, your skin is breathtaking. And so, but if we fast forward, you were making this stuff and then you got married and then you were able to have that guilty pleasure professional mm-hmm. facials, right? So tell us how that started, and then that really changed things for you as well.
Well, while my daughter was still a baby, like I said, I decided I wanted the facials, and I went out and I researched and I found out what it would take. I knew three things. It had to be simple, it had to be natural, it had to be effective, and it had to be cheap. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I focused on. And so through all the chaos with my daughter and all the time that was passing, it's like every 2 weeks I started to do this for my skin. When my daughter went to sleep, I would take out some time and I would just do these three simple steps for my skin. And this is decades before I thought about turning it into a product. It was just my little system. I thought of it as my system. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon, at work, in shopping malls, walking across parking lots, women would stop me and they'd say, "What do you do for your skin?" Mm-hmm. And, you know, at first I was like, "What?" And I didn't know what mm-hmm. to tell them. I'd say, you know, nothing. And I keep walking. Well, eventually it occurred to me that there was a connection. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so many times I would have women stand in front of me and dig little bits of paper out of their purse and write down what I was telling them I did for my skin. And after a while I got used to the compliments. And you know how things just kind of become part of your identity. You know, so somebody may have a beautiful voice or hair and they get used to that. Well, that's what happened to me. Having good skin became part of me. And how things got better in my life. Now, this may not be a women's empowerment story. Remember, we're talking a few years back. I got married. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that made things better. I could stay home with my daughter. There was more money coming in. And eventually, you know, a couple of years in, it's not like, you know, I married money right away. You know, it was just things got better over time. And eventually I started getting the professional facials that I had lusted after for years and years and years. And I was getting them about every month or so, every 4 weeks, because they were so much more expensive than what I was doing at home. Oh my gosh. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then
well, to me, that sounds like a lot. I mean, I had one like over the course of my life. So, I mean, once a month, that's pretty good.
It was.
Yep.
And so what I realized after a couple of months' time is that I wasn't getting any more compliments on my skin. It had been like weeks and weeks. And I'm thinking about this because I'm going on somebody else's schedule and I'm having hours out of my day and all that extra money and all this. And I thought, wow, all that and my skin's going backwards. So I decided to do an experiment. I told myself I was going to give myself four of my at-home facials, which was 2 months because you should have the facial every other week. Mm-hmm. So I got out my old spaghetti pot, you know, to do the herbal steam. So I gave myself a complete at-home system facial. And the very next day I got a compliment. The very next day. And I was like, okay, you know, this is a sign. Mm-hmm. So I went back to doing my own, and I've been doing my own ever since.
Okay, so you went back to doing your own, and then you decided, you know, there might be some money here. When did that light bulb click for you?
Yeah, I'm not exactly the sharpest bulb out there. You know, there was the brightest bulb out there. It was actually about a year and a half ago. I had gone through a couple of career changes, and that time again came in my life. You know, I had been an artist. And the art market changed. And so it just wasn't cutting it. So I had to make another career change. But I did not want to go out and sell somebody else's widgets. I wanted something that meant mm-hmm. something. And so I looked around my life and I realized there's two things that had been constant in my life since my daughter was born. When I was just a kid myself, that was my daughter herself and my facial routine, my do-it-yourself facials. And so I looked at it and I thought, could this be a product? Could I turn this into a business? And so the first thing I did is I did what women do. I shopped. Okay, now, okay, I have this. I need to put it in a bottle. And I have my herbs. I need to put them in a little jar. And I started pricing things. And the second thing I did pretty quickly is I hired a professional packager. And we sat down and we just started putting the pieces together. And in the course of putting the pieces together, I realized there's a lot of little components here that go into this box. My daughter had been working with this special needs work program for about 10 years by that point called Achieve. And I thought, you know what? I bet you the kids at Achieve could do this. I bet you the participants would love this. So after all the pieces were together, and I knew what was going on, I brought it to the owner of Achieve, her name's Charlotte Higdon, and I said, this is what I have, what do you think? And we sat down and we got, I guess, our version of a focus group, a couple of the participants together, and we told them we need these to go in the box like this. And for whatever reason, the participants loved it. They started calling them beauty boxes. I know, isn't that, like, I don't know where that came from. Nobody else calls them that. But, and that's exactly where that came from. And I felt at that point that I had gone full circle. It came up because of a need I had because of my daughter. And now it was serving my daughter and her community.
Oh, and my God. I just felt all tingly when you just said that. That's
now you got a little teary.
Yeah. And so this was really not too long ago that you decided to actually create this product, about a year and a half ago. Is that
about
correct?
About a year and a half ago. Yeah.
So where are you now with your business?
Well, we just finished a major revamping. At first, when we put the packaging together, we were looking at one facial at a time. We've revamped the packaging and you have a 1 month kit, which is two facials at one time. It turned out to be a better cost for the customer too, doing it that way. I just totally redid the website. We added videos. You can go into the video now and meet Charlotte, the owner of Achieve, and what her motivation is to serve this special needs community. There's videos of my daughter. Okay. The inspiration that there's videos. Our featured packager of the month is one of the participants named Angie, and she talks about what it means to her to work and make her own money. And you can get to know the company, get to know the mission behind it, meet everybody basically face to face at home on your monitor.
I love it. And how are you selling? Is this an online product? Like, it's not in stores at this point?
We're working on getting them in stores right now. Of course, you can buy it through the website. And there's an online catalog that's been around for years, and all the women I know love it. And it's uncommongoods.com. So they're carrying our product. There's a brick and mortar. It's actually a compounding pharmacy that's kind of like this. They also sell natural kind of spa products. And so locally here in Tucson, Arizona, they're selling it too. And I've just taken this big course from this one company that teaches you how to get your products into big box stores. So we're really hoping that that happens. We have a goal of so many units a month, and that's only going to happen with a couple of big accounts, and that's what we're aiming for.
Beautiful. You're a startup. How are you funding yourself?
I've become very close to Mr. Visa and Mr. MasterCard.
right. Yeah. So on a prayer and a card, right?
That's it. That's exactly what it is.
So. I love it. And I love the name of your company. Tell us the name of your company.
It's Self Spa Skin. Online, we're selfspaskin.com, S-E-L-F like in Frank, spa like going to the day spa, skin.com.
And the tagline, which is really my favorite part of it all.
Great skin has special needs. I think you might like our mission statement too. I don't know if I told you that.
Tell us your mission statement.
It's in three parts. So what our mission is, it's to spread beauty, to empower the vulnerable, and to enrich our community.
It's beautiful. It's this really holistic. I mean, when you talk about the product itself is natural and holistic from the earth, you know, and you're also providing, and your mission statement is so holistic. It's community. It's special needs. It's really about people. So it's this whole kind of interconnectedness, you know, with nature and the earth. So what would you say to people right now who have a dream like you, and a few credit cards? What would you say to them if they're on the fence and they're scared, but they have a dream and they know their life won't be complete unless they do it?
The first thing I'm going to say is that dreams are wonderful, and make sure that it's really rooted within you, because it's a lot of work. Building a company is a lot of work. I've had to learn things. This, as I mentioned to you, is my first podcast. I'm doing things and learning things I never would have, never did otherwise. And there are times where I know for sure that as wonderful as the product is, and I would always use it in my own life, as a company, as a commercial venture, if it wasn't for the mission, I think a couple of times I would have walked away. It got that hard. You need to know what your motivation is, and you need to know that it's strong enough that whatever they throw at you, no matter how many tears you cry, no matter how much you tell your friends, I can't do it, that you know you're going to wake up in the morning and do it anyway.
Well, that is a great message. And for all of you out there, soak it up, do it, right? And, and there'll be failures. I mean, if you think about it, how many of inventions that we use now were many prototypes before that failed. So, you know, that's what's going to happen. Failure is an option. It's vital for your learning. And you have learned that, and you're learning every day, and you always have to be learning. So thank you, Ava, for telling us your story so much. And we just wish you the best of luck. And we're so proud and honored to have you as a part of eWomen Network.
Thank you so much, Phyllis. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. This is the EWN Podcast Network.